So a group of Mattel shareholders are pushing for a possible sale to Hasbro. This comes up every couple of years that Hasbro and Mattel should merge into one giant toy conglomerate. And there are some signs that they're getting very chummy with one another. And Hasbro does not seem to be a company that wants to make toys anymore. They keep outsourcing a lot of their toys to other companies like Basic Fun and Playmates. But this is the latest push for it. You guys can see that they're, you know, already kind of working together though. So maybe it's not too crazy. They've got the Transformers Hot Wheels. Those came out recently. They've got the really dumb Masters of the Universe Transformers figures. This makes no sense. I would have rather have seen Eternian vehicles transform into robots, but what are you going to do, right? They're doing it on the cheap. But here's the story from Toy Newsy. Group of Mattel shareholders push for possible sale to Hasbro. A group of shareholders under the umbrella of Southeastern Asset Management, so SAM, which oversees 4%, 4% of Mattel stock in an open letter to Mattel's board last week, laid out several scenarios it would like to see the company pursue, including the possibility of selling to a competitor such as Hasbro, which was mentioned specifically. We know that Mattel and Hasbro have engaged in on and off talks for decades. At the moment, a deal between the two companies is possible in our view. Hasbro has done a better job executing on digital growth than Mattel and therefore has more credibility in this important part of the business. We believe synergies between the two companies would be material, creating a stronger player in a global industry. They also suggested Mattel could sell to a private equity firm, which would mean it would no longer be publicly traded on the stock market, or to a large media company with its valuable intellectual properties. We'll see how that He-Man movie does. We'll see how valuable Mattel is after the Masters of the Universe movie. The motivation for this letter is because they feel shareholders would have to wait too long for the company's stock price to reach $30. We worry that your current compensation package incentivizes waiting too long for a stock price over $30. We see a value per share today approaching $30, but we do not want to wait longer for that to be realized. Maximum profit, guys. We would prefer you lead the effort to explore strategic alternatives given your industry knowledge and relationships. We want our money faster. Sell to Hasbro. I don't know if that's going to work out very well for them, but we'll see. They have been talking for decades.